You've heard the grim numbers about the Hanford nuclear site, the millions of gallons of radioactive waste, the growing price tags of cleanup. But now a new musical work highlights the dreams and nightmares of people who work and live near Hanford. Correspondent Anna King went to the rehearsal of Nuclear Dreams.
An orchestra with strings, bells, marimba, and flute. Soloists and master singers practice a choral concert called an oratorio.
There is a sadness in the soul.
Hanford worker Nancy Welliver wrote the lyrics.
In the soul.
And this song, entitled Radioactive Roses, talks about her own dream of Hanford.
Walking around the B reactor looking for this gift for my father, and somebody started singing. I'll probably start crying here. Somebody started singing, and all the songs became flowers. And they fell out of the air and into my arms.
It centers on the dreams of nuclear workers.
That's Reg Untersayer. He's the composer.
It's about how do normal people react to what seems to the outside world as really extraordinary and things that we've gotten quite used to in the Tri-Cities, things that we think are perfectly normal. And everybody goes, what? That's strange.
The chorus is made up of Tri-Cities residents and something else.
Hello!
It's nighttime at Hanford.
Hello, Echo. We are here live at the B reactor.
Audiences will be bused to the B reactor, the first full-scale nuclear reactor, now a National Historic Landmark. The building is surrounded by sagebrush. Inside, the musicians and choir set up right in front of the nuclear reactor, with flashing yellow lights and a constant mechanical hum. The space is all hard surfaces, high ceilings, and a reflective sound quality. The crowd calls it the Cathedral of the Nuclear Age.
There is a radiance in the soul.
To write her piece, Welliver adapted a paper for graduate school about dreams and oral histories of Hanford workers. Welliver was inspired by Freud and Jung and mythology.
It's got heroes and warriors and sadness and heartbreak and triumph. It's got all that stuff in it. You know, it's just this great story.
She says our culture is so hurried, so literal, and so materialistic.
I think it's really important sometimes to go back to these ancient stories and kind of remember our roots and what makes us human.
Whoever is listening to this.
B reactor made plutonium for bombs. This oratorio includes an oral history of early atomic bomb test explosions when night became day.
It was completely daylight at midnight.
Welliver hopes Nuclear Dreams is healing. I'm Anna King inside of Hanford's B reactor.
So